MoneyWeb now on The Money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Joining now with Tazim Langa, he is Chief Economist, RMB, the 2025-26 RMB Where to Invest in Africa publication came out yesterday. As I appreciate the time, 31 African nations, which is about 90% of the GDP, 83% odd of the population, looking at things such as economic performance potential, market accessibility. If we look at the countries at the top, Seychelles, Mauritius, Egypt, South Africa, Morocco, Ghana, the top six, all unchanged, which in a sense tells me that they are continuing to do a lot that is right and perhaps getting some windfalls, but no change at the top, which I suppose for those countries is really good news for them, and kudos to their the politicians, but the economy and the more broadly as well.
Indeed. But there are a lot of underlying changes in the variables that go into the index. But also, if you look at some of the countries, they have also experienced some big changes. If you take Nigeria, for instance,
yeah,
moving 9 points lower from being ranked 9 in 2024-2025 to being ranked 18th in the 2025-2026 edition, there's a lot of context into that movement. In particular, the devaluation when the parallel Nairas were collapsed into one, which is the right reform to actually do. And then the second one, which is the restatement of Nigeria's economic statistics, which is typically done once every 5 years, the global standard, which found out the economy is much bigger than what it used to. Nonetheless, the devaluation was much more bigger than the restatement of the economic statistics. So it ended up with the economy that is much lower when measured in dollar terms.
Gotcha.
That is why Nigeria has declined. So it's declining for the right reasons. So
yeah,
that is not necessarily a negative.
That's a good point. I like that, because the flip side is Mozambique, which has got that huge natural gas discovery, which in one sense should be really, really good for the economy. But of course, conflict has been rearing its head, and that is seeing it also fall because of the internal conflict. There are two sides to that equation. The gas is great, but the conflict is not helping by any stretch.
Indeed, falling 5 points from being ranked 23 to being ranked 28, a lot of, that social conflict, they also had difficulties in getting, FX reserves.
Mm-hmm.
All of that impacted on market liquidity, and overall, it just dragged Mozambique's ranking. But you also have another good performer, that is Cote d'Ivoire.
Yeah.
Moving 8 points, from being ranked number 16 to being ranked number 8. They have been doing quite a good set of economic reforms, and economic growth has been quite good, which sees it lift from 1 year to the next. But if you just look at how the methodology is structured or the model works, it's meant to be quite stable from year to year, which means if you see this sort of movements, it's something that is very drastic that has been done.
Yeah, so something really happening. And to your point, Cote d'Ivoire absolutely moving in the right direction. I got to say, the one slide that really jumped out at me, and I spent an age at it, you call it the untapped export potential. South Africa was firmly at the top up there with huge potential. What are you? How are you measuring the untapped export potential?
So this is, the amount of potential demand from countries that we are currently not exporting goods.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, they import goods from other countries, of which those goods we also produce locally, which means we have an available market that we are not yet selling, which is why in the recent couple of days, we have seen the president in East Asia going to the likes of Malaysia and other countries. Those are countries that we are not yet exporting to a large extent, but they do import goods that we produce in the country. So $75 billion worth of untapped potential for South Africa is the largest, which means we do have the opportunity to deepen trade with those countries. That's where our diplomatic missions should continue to visit and try to to create new trade routes for our products. In addition to the export model, we have a currency model essentially that gives us a sense of what's the valuations of currencies, which is something that you're not going to find in any other book, which means this really provides insights for investors to make sure that they have a good understanding of the risk they face before they go into a particular country to invest.
Yeah, it's a chunky report, 160-odd pages, but well worth spending the time on it. It is fascinating, particularly if you, like me, love some bits of data. There are tons of data points here. Simon Khlangu, Chief Economist, RMB, appreciate the early morning. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.